Exercise 5, page 85.
Okay, well, personally, I think that making recycling compulsory is a good way to get people to reduce household waste. Many households still aren't recycling enough, and if they were faced with having to pay a fine, families would be more careful about what they throw away.
You've got a point. However, I think people need to be educated about what is recyclable and what is not first. I say this because some people have not been properly informed about recycling, and they shouldn't be penalised for that.
True, but we do need to encourage people to recycle more.
How about building car parks near public transport connections? Now that's something totally different, and it would encourage people to leave their cars there and take buses or trains into town instead.
That's true. Investing in these car parks would be a good way to reduce traffic congestion, which is good for the environment.
Well, perhaps introducing a network of cycle lanes would be similar. This would mean that more people would leave their cars at home and cycle to work, which would also cut down on pollution from heavy traffic and make the air cleaner.
Yes, I know what you're saying. People would get fit and save money too while protecting the environment.
Okay, so what about creating community gardens? I've heard people say that it would be a good idea to turn abandoned public spaces into community gardens.
I'm inclined to agree. Citizens could tend the gardens and grow fruit and vegetables which they could eat or donate to help low-income families and individuals. This would be good for the environment, and it would cultivate community spirit.
Yes, you're right. How about planting trees? The community could get together to plant more trees in public spaces. Trees provide oxygen and cut down on carbon dioxide and are home to many species of wildlife.
True, but on second thought, I don't believe it would make such a huge difference. I say this because we already have a lot of trees in town, and I believe starting litter clean-up schemes would be more beneficial.
From what point of view?
Well, the community could get together and pick up litter around town and clean up local beaches and parks. This way, the environment is protected and the town is kept tidy.
I see what you mean. Keeping our town free from litter is important. So which two options would you choose as being the best way to help the environment?
Well, it's pretty hard to say because they all have a lot of value. Protecting the environment is everyone's responsibility, and there are many ways to help.
Yes, I agree. But if I had to choose the two best options, I think I would go for building car parks and creating community gardens. There are several reasons why I believe this. The first is that building car parks near public transport connections will encourage commuters to use public transport, which will reduce traffic congestion and air pollution in our town. I also believe that creating community gardens benefits everyone in the community and also helps protect the environment.
Well, I partly agree. Although I do like the option of building car parks near public transport connections, I feel that starting litter cleanup schemes would be more beneficial to the environment than creating community gardens. Litter in town is a huge problem that needs to be tackled.
You've got a point there. But I still think creating community gardens is a better option. I think it would be more beneficial to residents because they could learn to grow their own produce and donate food to less fortunate people in the community while helping the environment as well.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Okay then, let's go for building car parks near public transport connections and creating community gardens.